Then we join the American Family Robinson in Centerville, just now the center of Luke Robinson's nationwide contest. Editor Luke offers all of you a chance to enter and compete for one of the 207 cash prizes offered throughout the country for the best letters on the subject, What Will Speed Recovery? All you have to do is to send in a letter of 250 words or less containing your opinion on this widely discussed question, based upon your own observation of conditions today. Remember, any letter between 5 and 250 words will have a chance of winning a prize. You don't have to be a writer or a scholar. All you have to do is put your idea down on paper and mail it to the American Family Robinson, care of the station to which you are listening. Luke wants to get a cross-section of the trend of American thought. He wants to hear from all of you. Before you begin writing, we will send you a booklet called The Road to Recovery, if you request it. Remember, the first prize for the best letter is $100, the second prize, $25, and besides these, there are 5 prizes of $5 each, 50 prizes of $2, and 150 prizes of $1 each. Before we tune in on the family, Mrs. Robinson would like to say a few words herself about the contest. And now, Mrs. Robinson.
Thank you. I did want an opportunity to say we'd appreciate hearing from you and learning your ideas of what will speed recovery. Our household has a real live interest in the progress of national affairs and their relation to our own situation. And I'm sure the interest is just as great in yours. In giving expression to those ideas, you will perhaps help solve problems which are similar to your own. What will speed recovery is our most important question today, and your opinion is wanted.
Thank you, Mrs. Robinson. And now the show goes on. We find Betty looking forward to her 2-week honeymoon at Devil's Gulch, apparently, for she's standing before the living room mirror in her new riding clothes and humming, of all things, the Cowboy's Lament.
The Lone Prairie.
Well, Betty, what's this? Masquerade party?
Oh, no, Uncle Windy. I'm just trying on my new riding habit. You like it?
Elegant, my dear. Elegant. Reminds me of when I used to follow the hounds in Virginia. Why, one time...
Never mind, Uncle Windy. I've heard that one. This isn't a hunting costume anyway. It's for riding broncos. See, you can tell by the silk handkerchief around my neck. Rather dashing, don't you think?
Why, it'll be the talk of Devil's Gulch for the next 10 years. By the way, have you ever ridden a bronco?
No, but I imagine it's easy. All you have to do is to stick on and sort of whoop occasionally.
Oh, no, sir. There's more to it than that, my girl. Why, it's an art.
Yeah?
And Windy Bill is the man to show you how. Why, in my last rodeo in Texas, I stuck for 6 minutes on the back of Stingo, the terror of the range.
No.
Meanest horse in the state. Now, this is the way you do it.
But, Uncle Windy, what are you going to use for a horse?
The back of this easy chair will do. Now,
look out. It'll tip over.
Not Windy Bill aboard. The first thing to learn is balance.
Yeah.
Now, you mount from the left side.
Yeah.
Now, suppose the seat of this chair is the stirrup.
Take it
like
easy.
This. Now, you hold tight with your knees.
Bill Winkle, what are you doing on top of that chair?
Showing Betty how to ride. Then you grasp the saddle horn in your left hand.
Bill, you're going to break something.
Then take off your hat and hold it in your right hand, and you're off.
Look out! Bill! The lamp!
Take it off me! Help!
Oh. Bill Winkle, now look what you've done. Oh, and that was Luke's favorite reading lamp, and you've completely ruined it.
Well, it's the lamp that ruined me. I can't get the shade off my neck.
Well, get up. That might help. Oh, when Luke finds this out, I just...
Oh, Uncle Winnie, if you just knew how funny you look with that lampshade around your neck.
It's far from being funny. I can't get it off.
Here, Betty, help me pull. I don't see how you got your head through it.
Ouch! Stop! Oh, you're decapitating me.
Oh, it's no use, Uncle Windy. We can't get it off unless we take your ears off with us.
Oh, well, good heavens, do something. I can't go through life with a lampshade around my neck.
Well, it would serve you right. I'll see if I can find something to cut the wire with. In the meantime, you'd better clear that mess up before Luke gets home. He won't be pleased.
Well, I can't do anything. Every time I move, the wire almost strangles me.
All right, Uncle Winnie, you stand in the corner and pretend you're a bridge lamp. I'll pick up the glass.
I don't see why you think it's so funny.
Why, Uncle Winnie, it was marvelous. I've never seen such an interesting exhibition of bronco busting in my life.
All right, go ahead and laugh. But if you ever saw me on a horse, and by heavens you will, I'll tell you what I'll do, Betty.
Yeah, what?
I'll go along with you and Dick.
What?
I know this country well. I'll show you how to ride, hunt buffalo.
Oh, no, you won't. This is a honeymoon, you know. Positively no uncles allowed.
But, Betty, you'll need me. That's wild country out there, and you need somebody to show you the ropes.
No, Uncle Windy, no.
Well, I certainly don't get much appreciation around here.
Say, you don't know what lack of appreciation means yet. Wait till Daddy finds out you've broken his reading lamp.
Do you think he'll be very angry?
Well, there's no telling what he'll do. Ever since he had to pay that lawyer for getting you out of jail, why, he froths at the mouth even when your name is mentioned.
Well, couldn't you explain that it was an accident?
Well, I could try, but... But I might not even get a chance if he starts throwing things right away.
Well, perhaps I'd better retire to my room. And you can call me when dinner's ready. Oh, dear, I wish Myra would hurry with that wire cutter.
Uh-oh, it's Daddy. Get ready for a squall.
Oh. Hello, anybody home?
Oh, hello, Daddy. How do you like my new riding habit?
Oh, very nice. What's that?
Oh,
it's me. Hello, Luke.
Yeah, Uncle Winnie and I are playing games. Yes. He's playing He's a Bridge Lamp.
What's that thing around your neck?
Oh, nothing. Just a lampshade to make it more realistic. Charades, you know. It's great fun.
It looks faintly familiar. And that broken... What? It's my reading lamp. Windy, did you break my reading lamp?
Well, I...
That confounded man is nothing sacred to you. The only lamp in the house that I could read by. My last refuge from tassels and pleated chiffon. And this gargoyle, this ghoul has to break it.
Luke.
Deliberately to annoy me, I'll bet.
Now, Luke, wait a minute. It was purely accidental.
Oh, it's too much. Now, this is the end.
I couldn't find anything, but... Oh, hello, Luke, dear.
Hello. A fine hello, this is my
now,
lamp.
Now, dear, I know. It's all right. I think it can be fixed after we get it off of Bill's neck.
Leave it on.
The only thing I could find was a butcher knife, and, well, I don't know whether it's sharp enough to cut.
Oh, it's sharp enough, all right. It's just a thing. Give it to me.
Myra, no, don't. He's going to murder me. Help, help.
Stop it, both of you. Why, you're acting like children. Now, let's see. The only thing we can do is to slip the knife in between his neck and the wire and sort of saw.
Not my neck. No, sir.
Nonsense. If it sticks you, all you have to do is holler and I'll stop. Come on now.
Go away. Am I to be slaughtered like a pig? Go away.
Wait a minute. I have it. A file. We can file it off. We've got one, haven't we?
Well, that might be safer. It's in the tool chest, Betty.
Courage, Uncle Windy. We'll have you out in a jiffy.
Oh, why you want to get him out is more than I can see. He's practically harmless in his present condition.
Oh, this is awful. Myra, you'll do the filing, won't you? It needs a delicate touch.
Well, I've wasted enough time on this foolishness. I have to get dinner. Luke can do it.
No, not Luke. One slip and I'm a goner. And he doesn't like me. I know he doesn't.
Why, Windy, how you talk. Why, of course I like you. Why, I love you. And I'll be delighted to do the filing.
There, you see, Bill? Now, let's have no more nonsense about this. Now, hurry with it, Luke. Dinner will be on soon.
All right.
Well, here it is. Pretty big, but I think it'll do.
Betty, you do it. You wouldn't let your Uncle Windy down? Come on, be a good girl.
Sorry, I have to change my clothes for dinner. Daddy can do it.
Now, let's have a look at this. I'll have to get my hand underneath in order to file it.
Oh.
It's pretty tight, but I think I can do it.
Ouch! It's choking me! Oh, be careful.
Oh, never mind. It's only for a little while. Ought to be through in half an hour.
Oh, Luke, I'm sorry I caused you so much trouble. Easy now. Oh, I'm sorry I got in jail. Careful. And you had to pay my lawyer.
Oh, stand still. One slip and you'd get a nasty cut on your neck.
Oh, I'm very fond of you, Luke. Really.
Well, that's fine. I'm glad to hear it. It'd be more convincing, though, if you got a job and supported you. Oh, almost got you that time.
Luke, I'll get a job. Honestly, I will, if I can find one. Ouch! You stuck me with it. Luke, honest, I'll get a job. Oh, if only I hadn't tried to show Betty my horsemanship.
Horsemanship, eh? Oh, so that's one of your many accomplishments, is it? Well, now, there may be something in that.
Oh, yes. There's nothing I can't do with a horse. Oh, aren't you almost through with that, Luke?
Nearly. Now, how'd you like a chance to display your equestrian abilities and get paid for it?
Hmm? You mean give an exhibition?
No, you've done enough of that already. I mean, how'd you like to be a driver for Dave Markham? He needs one for a lumber wagon.
A driver?
Mm-hmm.
Me? A lowly workman? How dare you even suggest it?
So, you think being a worker is too good for you?
Well...
You'd rather just tell workers how to construct their lives, eh? Well... There's only one cure for you people who know how everything should be run but can't earn a dollar yourself.
Ouch! Oh, stop. I'll do it. I'll be a stable boy if you want. Only don't behead me.
You'll go down and see Dave about it tomorrow?
Yes.
And you'll stick to it?
Yes.
Try to give an imitation of a man who's willing to accept the responsibilities of supporting himself?
Yes, sure, Luke. You'll see. I'll be a changed man.
Fine. You'll be a credit to this family yet. It'll take a lot of changing. There you are. That was a job.
Oh, thank heavens that's over. Now if you could bend the wire a little, I could get it off.
All right. Easy now. But remember, Windy, if you go back on your word about that job, I'll follow you to the ends of the earth to get my revenge. I still have the file, you know.
Oh, don't worry, Luke. I'll remember.
Oh, come on, Luke. Dinner's ready.
All right.
Oh, I see you've rescued him. Well, now let that be a lesson to you, Bill Winkle, and no more horseplay.
Yes, Myra.
Hurry up, you people. I'm hungry. Well, Buffalo Bill, I see they got your horse collar off. On the whole, I think you look better with it on. Maybe we could put it back, huh?
Now, don't jest, Betty. I'd rather not hear any more about it.
Oh, I'm sick of the whole silly affair myself. Oh, Luke, did you get any letters, contest letters?
Good heavens. In the excitement of dealing with your precious brother, I forgot to tell you. Yes, lots of them.
Oh.
It's pretty early yet, but the response has been wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad. You know, I was almost afraid to ask you. Did you bring them home? Can I see them? What are they like?
No, wait a minute. One thing at a time. I brought a couple of them home, yes. And you can see them. And they're mighty good. This judging job is going to be hard.
Oh, let me see.
No.
Ladies, don't grab.
Letters to the editor. Why, it's a sure waste of time. Just an outlet for cranks who want to let off steam.
Now, I don't know whether you ever went to school, Wendy. Sometimes I doubt it. But even if you didn't, it should have penetrated that thick skull of yours by this time that the founders of this country planned that the conduct of its affairs should be sensitive to public opinion. Every person who is writing a What Will Speed Recovery Letter in this contest is helping crystallize a useful public opinion. And to prove that they're not just crank letters, I'll read part of one that came in today. Now, this, to my mind, reflects sound thinking based on observation and experience.
Oh, you're wasting time reading it to Bill.
Well, I'll read it to you and Betty then.
Oh.
It says, Dear Mr. Robinson, the question of what will speed recovery will be solved if every working person realizes the influences that are discouraging private industry. There are many groups who promise all sorts of ways for everyone to become rich overnight, but they cannot offer any proof that their schemes would work. We need more cooperation and less prophecy. Private industry must replace government spending, and investors must be assured that their money will be returned with a fair profit.
Oh, must be a professor of logic who wrote that one.
Well, the amazing thing about it is it was written by a clerk in a department store.
Really?
Yeah. There is certainly hope for our future if just a plain citizen is interested enough to reason things out as well as he has.
Oh, that is certainly ought to have a chance for our first prize of $100.
$100? What $100?
Well, the first prize in our contest. $100 for the best letter on what will speed recovery. We have lots of other prizes, too.
Excuse me, I've got to go.
Bill, where are you going? Your dinner.
Can't stop. Better write a letter.
Bill, wait. You can't enter. It's only the radio audience. Bill!
Never mind, Myra. Won't do him any good. Remember, we're the judges, and our decision is final.
Yes, but how will we know? He may sign someone else's name to it.
Oh, don't worry. I'd recognize Wendy's pompous style no matter how many aliases he used.
And so, Windy Bill is the only contestant in our Road to Recovery contest who hasn't got a chance. Every one of the rest of you has 207 chances to win cash prizes. Have you written your letter yet? Remember, anyone can enter, and all you have to do is write a letter of less than 250 words to Luke Robinson, care of the station to which you are listening, and tell him what you think will speed up prosperity. Luke is giving away $100 for the best letter. Second prize, 25. Five prizes of $5 each. 50 prizes of $2 each. And 150 $1 prizes. Haven't you told your friends what is needed economically? Write it out, and it may win you a prize. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you before our next program. Until then, goodbye. The American Family Robinson, which is broadcast regularly from this station, is produced by the National Industrial Council.